Breakfast Briefing
with NetWatch.
We'll begin with the Irish Sun. October 25th, trick or treat. The government is planning a general election on October 25th. That's the week before Halloween, the Irish Sun can reveal. Aides have penciled in Friday, October 25th, into the bank holiday, I think, as they hope to cash in on an early September budget that will see billions doled out. Now, RTE last night were reporting that the government is more favourably looking at having by-elections from TDs who've been elected to Europe, to have by-elections in September and then have a general election in March. The Irish Sun says October 25th will be the election date, so you wouldn't bother then with the by-elections. You just have a full general election in October, get the budget out of the way, do a giveaway budget, spend billions and then go to the park and call a general election. We shall see, but they are considering a Halloween election. Lots of puns, of course, can be used if there's an election at Halloween. Nightmare and things like that will be used. That's what the Sun is saying. The Irish Times says that the Green Party's hopes of salvaging sitting MEP Grace O'Sullivan's seat in Ireland South were fading last night as the smallest of the coalition parties faced up to an electoral mauling, while its bigger partners in Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil enjoyed much better than expected election results. And the Greens' disappointment has led to further criticism of Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil from Green Deputy Leader Catherine Martin yesterday as well. So we shall see how they get on. Catherine Martin said it was really important that campaigns are conducted in the most respectable way possible, and we've a clear message when it comes to climate action. She says, I can't control the other parties and what they might do, but what I would like to say to them very clearly is climate action is too serious to be toying around with. So apparently they're not getting on in government. That's what the papers are saying. The Irish Independent says if you do lose your seat as an MEP, you'll get over €400,000 in goodbye money. Each MEP who has served 5 years in the EU Parliament receives a transitional allowance per month for 5 months, which adds up to €51,887 before tax. The allowance is paid to all MEPs who've served for over a year, regardless of whether they lose their seat or they step down. Staying with €400,000, this time RTE, the state broadcaster, according to the Irish Daily Mail, is deciding whether to approve another extortionate exit package, is how it's called, of €400,000 for a senior executive, with its director general saying some staff he wants to see leave won't go for nothing. The new RTE chair revealing yesterday that another golden handshake has come before the board for approval, working out at €400,000. A spokesperson for Minister Catherine Martin saying last night, while she was made aware of this exit settlement, she wasn't told of its value. And this is at least the fifth six-figure deal negotiated for some senior RTE staff in recent years. The Irish Examiner looks at Ryanair's appearance before the Oireachtas Committee yesterday and the fact that flights could cost €1,000 this Christmas. Dublin Airport's passenger cap will lead to €1,000 return fares this Christmas and fewer routes for Cork and Shannon, according to Ryanair's Michael O'Leary. He's continuing his war of words with Minister Eamon Ryan as he urged the Minister to intervene on the passenger cap at Dublin Airport, despite the Minister's insistence he cannot overrule a decision from planning authorities. Michael O'Leary saying that's a load of rubbish. Of course you can. You're the Minister for Transport. Eamon Ryan saying we have to respect the integrity of the planning authorities. Now, the Irish Daily Star and the Irish Daily Mirror both lead with Rory McIlroy on the front page. The Star were pair for the course, and then the Irish Daily Mirror, Rory stays put. I thought he was going out with a TV reporter recently, but apparently not getting divorced anymore. They filed divorce proceedings but now are not getting divorced. A couple of other stories in the papers for you. Staying with flights, passengers on a British Airways flight from London to Houston, Texas, found themselves on a flight to nowhere, according to the Times of London, when they landed back in London after 9 hours on the plane. Now, anything over 2 hours is too long for me on a flight. So they flew, then there was a problem with the plane. Instead of landing in America to get it fixed, they went all the way back to London. So after 9 hours sitting on the seat of the plane, they basically ended up where they started off. And there's another travel story in the Mail this time about missing a flight, but Andrew and Victoria Gore had no such problem. They boarded the plane on time, found their seats and ordered a drink. They were looking forward to going to Costa Brava in Spain. They then fell asleep, and when they woke up, they realised they weren't in Spain after all. They'd landed in Lithuania. They put them on the wrong plane. Now, Ryanair is apologising and blaming Bristol Airport. Bristol Airport says it's investigating. Such a lesson here, though. You have to listen. When the pilot says, hello, you're all welcome, we're going to Barcelona today, make sure it's your intended destination, because this happens far too regularly. Anyway, those are the stories in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with Netwatch
on News Talk.